I am here with Tony Harrison. He is with the Idaho Ski Area Association. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the phone with us. And during the summer, I don't think a lot of us, especially here at BYU-Idaho, we think of ski resorts as an option of activities. But in reality, there's a lot of activities going on in these resorts. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. It seems like it's just a growing trend nationwide that a growing number of ski resorts are focusing on summer activities as well as winter activities. They've got these great facilities. They're there all year round. Might as well take advantage of the fact they're there during the summer, and they offer some great adventures.
What are some of those resorts that are open during the summer?
So we've got seven ski resorts in Idaho that are open for lift-assisted mountain biking. You've got some great summer recreation opportunities taking place at Idaho ski resorts over in your part of the state. Grand Targhee, which is just over the border in Alta, Wyoming, is a Ski Idaho member, and they serve up some of the best mountain biking in the country. They were voted the Northwest's number two mountain bike park the last 3 years on mtbparks.com, and they start operating daily this weekend, June 15th, so they'll be open just in time for Father's Day. They have 2,200 vertical feet of lift service downhill and more than 60 miles of downhill trails. And other activities, if you're not a mountain biker, include kids' summer camps, bungee trampolines, a climbing wall, gold panning, a nature center, horseback riding, trail hiking and running, and scenic chairlift rides. That's one of the things that all these Idaho ski resorts that are open during the summer, services they offer are lift-assisted mountain biking and then scenic chairlift rides. In addition to Grand Targhee over there in eastern Idaho, Kelly Canyon is going to be opening up for lift-assisted mountain biking. We don't have a date set yet, but they've received all the permits from the Forest Service this year, and this summer they're cutting the trails. So it may not be open this summer, but most certainly they'll be open for lift-assisted mountain biking next season. So over also in kind of the eastern part of the state, while they don't offer lift-assisted mountain biking, Palmerel Resort offers scenic chairlift rides, and they've got a wonderful disc golf course, and they're open July through July 30th through August 28th. Over here in the southern part of the state, we've got Bogus Basin, Brundage Mountain, and Tamarack Resort that offer lift-assisted mountain biking and scenic chairlift rides. All three of them have disc golf courses as well. And then you've got some great mountains up in the northern part of the state that also are open for the summer. Schweitzer and Silver Mountain have lift-assisted mountain biking. And then Lookout Pass operates the Route of the Hiawatha, which is this incredible scenic mountain bike ride along an old section of railway. It's actually considered the crown jewel of the nation's Rails to Trails initiative. And it's a 16-mile route with a really gentle 2% grade. It's an all downhill ride. You go through 10 tunnels and you cross 7 sky-high train trestles, and you can get shuttle service from Lookout Pass. You can rent mountain bikes there. It's a wonderful ride, and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. June 22nd and 23rd. They're having some big festivities up there. And if you can get an opportunity to, I would strongly encourage you to head north because it is unlike any bike ride you'll ever take.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of activities, and we don't realize how ski resorts are open and what activities they offer during the summer.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's definitely a growing trend. A lot of ski resorts are faced with shorter snow seasons and declining visitors. We haven't seen that so much in Idaho, other than, you know, depending upon the season, we might have an El Nino or not, but that might affect things. But, I mean, we had Lookout Pass up north was open for skiing and boarding May 12th. But anyway, yeah, it's definitely a growing trend nationally that ski resorts are turning to summer to increase their profits and give people a really unique opportunity to enjoy their facilities during the summer. One other thing I might point out is that new this year to Bogus Basin is they have the first mountain coaster in the Pacific Northwest, and that operates year round. That opened in December, and it's called the Glade Runner, and it's a roller coaster ride down the ski hill, and it's amazingly fun. So if any of your listeners get over here to the Boise area this summer, I strongly encourage them to give that a go.
Yeah, and also I believe there's some festivals going on in these resorts as well.
Absolutely. The ski resorts here in Idaho are opening up to a wide array of special events, whether it's music festivals or beer and wine festivals, day camps. Some of them are open for retreats and weddings. There's a whole host of activities that are going on, arts and crafts fairs. Yeah, there's a whole host of activities taking place at Grand Targhee. Several music festivals, ranging from rock fests to bluegrass fests, all kinds of sporting activities from fun runs up the mountain to mountain biking races. They've got an Oktoberfest planned in September, and they're open for summer operations through September 16th.
And it sounds like there's so many activities that we can choose from. And something that I didn't know about ski resorts here in Idaho is that they have a lot of history to them. Idaho is the birthplace of lift-assisted skiing and home of the America's First Destination Ski Resort.
Absolutely, yeah. We are very blessed to have world-renowned Sun Valley in here in the state of Idaho. They are definitely the birthplace of lift-assisted skiing. They installed the very first chairlift in the 30s, and they're also the U.S.'s first destination ski resort. But we also have some wonderful under-the-radar mountains here in Idaho. Mountains like Palmeral and Pebble Creek over there in the southern and eastern parts of the state are just absolutely fantastic ski resorts. Kelly Canyon is another great family-oriented ski resort. And, yeah, it's amazing. A growing number of these mountains are offering activities in the summer to allow people to enjoy their facilities during the fair weather months.
Perfect. Well, we are looking forward to all of these activities. Tony Harrison, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much. And, yeah, I appreciate your time.